Now it's time for the rural news with Maya Burry. And Maya, some good news out of drought-hit Hawke's Bay.
Kia ora mani, that's right. Hawke's Bay farmers say recent rainfall in the region is a huge relief, but they're not out of the woods just yet. The regional council says much needed rain over the last week has brought the region out of meteorological drought, although critical feed shortages do still remain. A small block farmer near Hastings, Kevin Mawson, says this year's drought has been especially tough, and he says it was great to finally get some prolonged, gentle rain.
Around about 20 mils, I'd say, at my place. Might be a bit more. And it's greening up.
And are you relieved to see that rain?
Oh, very relieved, yeah. Gosh, when we could do with more, and I think we have got more predicted for this coming weekend. So it will be all good as long as it stays warm like it has been. It hasn't been cold, so that will help the grass grow a little bit. But if it turns cold, we're going to be in trouble.
A central Hawke's Bay dairy goat farmer and cheesemaker, Annie Nieuwenhuis, is also welcoming the rain. She says hopefully it'll help set them up for a good spring.
It's been pretty hard for the community. I mean, I feel okay from our perspective because we always manage our goats with, you know, good feed when they're milking, so we were prepared for that. But I think it's been a hard year for a lot of people, especially with the COVID situation.
Meanwhile, Federated Farmers Regional President Jim Galloway says the rain was a big morale boost for farmers in the region who have been feeding out every day for months on end. Mr Galloway says it'll still be a very tough winter due to the ongoing feed shortages, and he says the region will have 30% fewer lambs this season because farmers have had to sell off stock.
Most farmers are well down on their stock they would normally carry. Very short of feed, and every few days or every day they're looking at what they have to do or what they can do to get through.
That's Jim Galloway. And just looking at that forecast, the regional council says this week more rain and mild temperatures are expected, but the wind might turn south next week and the cold air could hold up grass growth. To other news now, and the Forest Owners Association says New Zealand will thwart its own climate change goals if it restricts forestry in a way a senior government minister has suggested. The loss of productive farmland to forestry has been repeatedly accused of undermining the economic base of rural communities. Pressed on this issue last week, the Agriculture Minister, Damien O'Connor, said the government did not want to tell farmers what to do with their own land, but he said the government would need to step in if new forest planting increased to more than 40,000 hectares a year. This has now been strongly condemned by the Vice President of the Forest Owners Association, Grant Dodson. He says if the government gives in to the anti-tree campaign, then New Zealand will fail to achieve a carbon-neutral economy by 2050, which is required by law.
The Productivity Commission has come out and made some estimates that New Zealand will need to plant approximately 70,000 hectares of new land per year for the next 30 years for New Zealand to mitigate its greenhouse gas emissions. So the announcement by the Minister at limiting that new planting to 40,000 hectares a year is very much at odds with New Zealand's climate change goals and what other parts of the government are trying to achieve.
Grant Dodson says the Productivity Commission estimated between 2.1 and 2.8 million hectares of planting is necessary to get emissions to zero using carbon sinks. But he says that's not the only argument against Mr O'Connor's position.
Land use change in New Zealand is always a flexibility that we've enjoyed as a country, and there's been a lot of change from sheep farming to dairy farming to forestry. We've seen forestry removed in the early 2000s, pre the emissions trading scheme. We're now seeing some of it come back again. There's been numerous trends, and people have enjoyed land use flexibility in New Zealand, and it's about having a productive economy.
Mr Dodson adds only a small percentage of New Zealand land is affected anyway by forestry plantings. WorkSafe is now investigating a tractor crash that killed a man and injured another on a Southland farm. Emergency services were called to the property about 40 kilometres east of Invercargill yesterday morning. One person died at the scene, while another was taken to Southland Hospital with moderate injuries. WorkSafe confirmed this morning it's investigating the matter. Fonterra farmers producing sustainable high-quality milk have been told they can earn up to 10 cents extra per kilogram of milk solids. The dairy co-op says the aim of the initiative is to meet international demand for sustainably produced dairy. The company says it wants to encourage best practice by financially rewarding farmers who go the extra mile to help differentiate Fonterra milk. The payments replace a previous incentive scheme, which was called Farm Source Reward Dollars. And just finally, the Canterbury Regional Council was urging farmers to seek support and resources from helplines so they can follow good winter grazing practices. A senior manager at the council, Nick Daniels, says poorly managed winter grazing can be a significant environmental issue with adverse effects on soil and water. This year, he says drought conditions across large parts of the region have compounded the pressure on farmers.
Drought conditions have, you know, reduced autumn pasture growth and also autumn crop growth. So the actual amount of feed available for wintering livestock has been reduced, which puts a much more difficult planning situation for farmers planning their winter feeding.
However, Nick Daniels says the council and farming sector groups are very aware of the issue and help is available.
Certainly council staff are available to assist, but you know, we've really are supporting and encouraging farmers to go to their local industry body, be it Dairy NZ or Beef and Lamb or Dairy Industry, because they've got some fantastic resources both to help people plan for winter grazing and to get good outcomes, and also, you know, good tips and tricks to ensure that it's done well.
That's Nick Daniels from the Canterbury Regional Council. And that wraps up the rural news for today. Back to you, Marnie.